In our last segment, we talked about the sixth seal and the signs that precede the coming of Christ. Now, some people today think that these signs, you know, they happened a long time ago. What do they mean? How do they warn the world today? Surely there's going to be a repeat of them. Or maybe it's just, maybe in hindsight, those weren't really the celestial signs that we're talking about. Well, I believe that those were the signs that John the Revelator was talking about, because Jesus also talked about them in Matthew, the 24th chapter. In Matthew 24, as Jesus foresees the future, he talks about two times of trouble or two tribulation. He says, in verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation, will kill you, you will be hated by all nations on account of my name, many will fall away and betray one another, and so on. But then when we come down to 21, he talks about a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. So there are two periods. One is very long, we call it the Dark Ages, and one is much shorter. It happens in the century just before Jesus comes. But now notice what Jesus says in Matthew 24 and verse 29. But immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now the tribulation of those days, I believe, is referring back to the Dark Ages, the long period of 1260 years of church domination, where people did not have the freedom to think and worship on their own. So it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, and this is what we call classical prophecy. Apocalyptic prophecy we find in Daniel and Revelation using largely symbols and exact periods of time, but classical prophecy is a little different. And here where it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, it's not using the exact time period of the 1260 years, because actually as that was winding down, certain laws were brought into force to stop the persecution in Europe. So Jesus said, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky. It's interesting to note, and I did a lot of research on this, that in the exactness of the prophecies and their timing, I'm quoting from a book, actually a book I wrote, on October 13, 1781, Joseph II of the Austrian Empire, and by the way, the Austrian Empire was a large empire in those days, pronounced the Edict of Toleration. This was not just for Austria, but affected all of Europe. The Edict of Toleration put an end to persecution of two classes of people, Protestants and Jews, which had historically been persecuted by the church. So, 1781. Now notice, the signs and the sun and the moon preceded this by only a short time, 1780. So here's the Edict of Toleration, Joseph II. Now, on July 15, 1834, in other words, just 1 year after the falling of the stars, Isabella II of Spain brought an official end to the Spanish Inquisition, which so many people died from, especially in South America. And so you find just a few months before this, the falling of the stars. So the falling of the stars and the dark day preceded by just a few months each certain significant events which brought an end to the tribulation of those days, just as Jesus said it would. And then Jesus said in Matthew 24, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. It's interesting that Jesus said the powers of heaven will be shaken, which parallels what John said in the book of Revelation, which, of course, Jesus composed himself. In verse 14, the sky will be split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up. So I did a little research into the Greek word behind this and discovered the sky and heaven come from the same Greek word. We'll have more to say about this tomorrow. I just can't seem to pack everything I want into 5 minutes. PastorDennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.